I guess running backs like yourself that have, you know, have the ability to go out wide and come out of the backfield and catch some passes.
Yeah, I think what they've done well is they've shown different looks. They've done different things, trying to keep offenses on their toes, not really knowing what you're going to get until, you know, the ball's actually snapped.
Your eyes have to light up a little bit, though. I think 16 receptions for Kansas City running backs on this weekend, and that's it plays into your right into your wheelhouse.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm sure that in our offense and our game plan this week, that's kind of the plan as well. But I mean, you never know what we're gonna get on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to see.
How important is it for you guys to have four running backs, four all different styles? Mm-hmm. You know, you put one guy, another guy, and it changes up on the defense. Have you seen kind of the fruits of that succeed over the season?
Oh, definitely. I think it helps all the running backs out as well, because each one of us is different. The defenses have to prepare for four different running backs, four different styles. And so because of that, I think it plays in our favor.
How important is it for you guys to get that going? I know in the last couple of games, that's been kind of the key that everybody's talked to. The running game has gotten going.
Yeah, I think we need to get the whole offense going, really. And if it starts with the running game, then that's what we need to get going first. And one thing leads to another. We get the running game going, opens up the passing game, and vice versa.
Are you seeing some options on the ground, though? I mean, they were ranked 26th against the run this year, so it seems like there are some opportunities that will exist for you guys.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we see some things watching film, but at the end of the day, they still make plays, and we're going to have to play very sound in order to be successful.
Logan referred to it, and Nate just told us that, we like it when Josh calls the run a lot more than the pass. How about you guys as a running back group? Obviously, I would assume. Love it when your number is called as a group?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're a very competitive group. And with that being said, when we every chance we get to get the ball, we love it, and we try to do the best we can with it and just try to make a play really for the team.
Do you guys ever talk about, like, hey, let's not give Josh a reason not to call the run?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Like,
yeah, I think when runs are called, we want to do well. That way they continue to call runs. They continue to get the ball in our hands because we feel like we're a group that can do some things special on the field.
What did the last 3 weeks do for the collective confidence of this running back?
We've had the same confidence, I'd say, all season. The last 3 weeks have just been another stepping stone. We just want to get better and headed into these playoffs.
When you look at what McNair is doing, does he look like he's running with a lot more confidence than early in the season?
I think he's playing with a lot more confidence, being in the system now for X amount of weeks. Early in the season, he really hadn't had much game experience with us. So now he has a lot more confidence, and I think it's showing.
When a guy like that with his size runs with confidence, is that much harder to tackle?
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard to bring down. I wouldn't want to do it. That's why I play offense.